I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A state legislator accused of sexually harassing a fellow lawmaker and other women says he's sorry for causing them pain. In his initial response to the allegations first reported by 91.5 KRCC Statehouse reporter Benta Berkland, Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack said he did not remember doing or saying anything inappropriate at a legislative party and said any accuser should file a legislative complaint against him rather than speaking to the media. Lebsack said later he'd come to realize that he'd caused the women pain. The women say his apology is a good start, but fault him for not taking responsibility for his actions. The Air Force Space Command is unveiling a new wall in dedication of past and current astronaut airmen. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
The wall will highlight the careers of 92 astronauts who have served within the U.S. Air Force, including six currently serving with NASA. It's named for Kevin P. Chilton, a former AFSPC commander and graduate of the Air Force Academy. Chilton logged over 704 hours in space as an astronaut for NASA and has since occupied various Air Force positions. Jack Fisher, a current astronaut, will join him in a ceremony at Peterson Air Force Base Monday. Fisher recently returned from a 136-day stint on the International Space Station, where he performed experiments and completed two spacewalks. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.